Hello, and welcome again to Studies in the Gospels, a program heard each week right here on the Gospel Radio Network. My name is Chris McAlea, your host for this program, where each week we examine the life of Christ as found in the four Gospel accounts of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Today, we move from the scene of the cross to those 3 days in the tomb. Our text today will be Matthew chapter 27, verses 62 through 66. For some weeks now, we have looked at the events surrounding the cross. And now we find Jesus buried in the tomb. In our text now, Matthew 27, beginning in verse 62. On the next day, which followed the day of preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees gathered together to Pilate, saying, "Sir, we remember while he was still alive, how that deceiver said, 'After 3 days I will rise.' Therefore, command that the tomb be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say to the people, 'He has risen from the dead.' So the last deception will be worse than the first." Pilate said to them, "You have a guard. Go your way. Make it as secure as you know how." So they went and made the tomb secure, sealing the stone and setting the guard. So now let's go back up to the beginning as we see the Jews persuade Pilate to set a guard at the tomb. Verses 62 and 63. On the next day, which followed the day of preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees gathered together to Pilate, saying, "Sir, we remember while he was still alive, how that deceiver said, 'After 3 days I will rise.'" The priest and the Pharisees realized the great importance of making sure that no one could steal the body of Jesus and claim that he had risen. It would seem to me as if they were quite worried that he might actually rise also. However, they certainly did not want his disciples to come and take him away and persuade the people that he was indeed alive. So the very next day, which was Saturday, Pilate requested that guards be placed at the tomb of Jesus. Now this, of course, would be highly unusual. How many tombs can you think of that are guarded? The unknown soldier comes to mind and a few other historic figures, but certainly not the grave of one sentenced to death for blasphemy. The priest and chief priest remembered that he had said he would rise in 3 days. They also would have been quite aware that everything that he uttered had always been fulfilled. They did not believe that he would arise, since they did not believe that he was God. But they knew that his followers believed his words. The Jewish leaders believed that if they made sure to keep the body entombed, then they could prevent any claims concerning his resurrection. It is quite ironic that their effort to prove he was dead would turn out to be proof of his resurrection. The Roman guards and the sealed tomb serve as proof that his body was not stolen by zealous disciples. The 3 days in the tomb kept anyone from realistically claiming that he was never actually dead. Recall the unmerciful scourging and the cross and the piercing of his side, and then to spend 3 days and nights in the tomb without food or water or medical attention, and to just simply get up and disappear would be beyond preposterous. Now notice verse 64. Therefore, command that the tomb be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say to the people, he has risen from the dead. So the last deception will be worse than the first. They knew that if Pilate would have the tomb guarded by Roman soldiers with no interest in Jesus on a personal level, that after 3 days there would be no question as to whether he was really dead. They could check the tomb at that point, and it would be case closed. They also knew that he had not prophesied of any resurrection past the third day. The disciples made no attempt to steal the body of Jesus, because the disciples had no interest in a corpse. In fact, many of the disciples were slow to believe the resurrection as fact after Jesus arose. Certainly you can recall the declaration of Thomas the apostle. Consider John chapter 20. Verses 24 and 25. Now Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, we have seen the Lord. So he said to them, unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. Coming to terms with the resurrection was a challenge in itself for the disciples. Remember, they were still looking for Jesus to set up a kingdom and to rule from Jerusalem. And even with the resurrection, it would still seem like they were defeated at accomplishing that goal. Only after Jesus talked with them would they begin to understand the spiritual concepts of which he spoke. Their hope for the resurrection after the death was not a strong conviction. In fact, the priests and the Pharisees' fear of a resurrection was greater than the hope of the typical disciple. Now, there are various opinions concerning the statement in verse 64 that says, "So the last deception will be worse than the first." Concerning this, Bowles, in his commentary, said, "If the tomb should be found empty, it would give the disciples an advantage over them. They thought that this last error shall be worse than the first." Albert Barnes said that the last deception, or the taking of him from the tomb, pretending that he rose, will have a wider influence among the people than the first, or his pretending to be the Messiah in their minds. Then, verse 65, Pilate said to them, "You have a guard. Go your way, make it as secure as you know how." So they went and made the tomb secure, sealing the stone and setting the guard. Pilate acceded to their request and granted them a guard to be placed at the tomb. They sealed the entrance and posted the guards outside of the tomb. For one to attempt to enter the sealed tomb, it would be tantamount to signing your own death warrant. And so, Jesus now lay dead, sealed in a tomb, with guards posted to keep him in the tomb. My friends, this would be the end of the story for anyone else in history. But Jesus is not like anyone else. For soon they would say that he is risen. Next week, if the Lord wills us to be together, we will look at the resurrection. I hope you'll join me. Remember, our program will be replayed this evening at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time and posted in the on-demand section of the Gospel Radio Network website in a day or so. So until we meet again, this is Chris saying so long, have a great day, and may God bless you.